Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is known as one of the top places to go for dinner shows. And I have a great guest today that's going to talk about one of these favorite and most popular show. It's the Pirates Voyage and Dinner Show. Ellen Liston, it's great to have you today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, one of my favorite things to talk about is pirates. Now, I don't know if you would think that from my East Tennessee accent, but Pirates Voyage Dinner and Show is just so much fun. It's almost hard to talk about because it's one of those things you kind of have to see and experience to really understand what it all is involved, besides obviously dinner and a show.
Well, I've got some questions for you. And that's why I have you too. We're talking about the story and legacy of Blackbeard, and you need to kind of let people know a little bit about the story behind Blackbeard, because he was a very famous pirate along the coast of the southern part of our country.
So what we've done is taken that story of Blackbeard and the story of the ghost of Davy Jones. So for anybody who's watched a pirate movie, most people know who those two characters are. But we've put a fun spin on this adventurous story and taken all the theatrical things that people love to see and when they think about pirates. And mermaids, obviously. You can't tell a pirate story without some mermaids as well. So we have some great sword fighting. There are lots of acrobatic feats that, you know, pirates have to be able to move around the deck in high seas and all that crazy weather, which is contained, of course, when you are at the Pirates Voyage. But they have taken the fun and theatrics that people normally think about when they think about a pirate adventure, combined those with some amazing stunts, with some pyrotechnics. It's all set in this great theater that has a 15-foot deep lagoon in it. There's a little friendly competition between two different pirate ships and teams of pirates, so to speak, with the Crimson Pirates, who are led by Captain Scarlet, which is a female captain pirate, and the Sapphire Pirates. And it's just a fun adventure that involves all kinds of things. There might even be a few castaways involved, one of which could possibly be a sea lion or two. And I think, though, when, you know, I'm lucky enough to have been able to see this show probably upwards of 50 times at this point. And my favorite thing is I always truly notice something new in the show, some little thing that I didn't see before, and I think that's one of the things that folks love about it, is it's a familiar story, but there's new elements of surprise and fun and adventure that are part of this great Pirates Voyage.
How long has the show been going on in Pigeon Forge, and how did it get started?
Well, we are about to celebrate our third season. We opened in 2019, and we were open last year on a little bit more limited basis. We were obviously closed for a while, but reopened in mid-June. June kind of seems to be our month. That's when we debuted. That's when we reopened last year. And we've been open since mid-February. The idea came from our original Pirates Voyage Dinner and Show, which is actually in Myrtle Beach. And we were trying to figure out, what do we want to do next? our company was trying to decide, what do we want to do next in Pigeon Forge? And for anyone listening who's been to Pigeon Forge, this theater is strategically located right next to the island in Pigeon Forge. So, of course, it makes perfect sense. You have a Pirates Voyage show next to the island. It's actually even a comment that when Dolly is talking about this show, because this is a Dolly Parton production, she always says, well, yeah, it's right by the island. Where else would you put a Pirates Voyage in Pigeon Forge? But the idea came from that. And actually, that show in Myrtle Beach is in its 11th season. They're similar, but this one has a unique flavor all its own. The theater holds about 650 to 675 when it's at full capacity. We're still a little bit limited capacity, building up to being at full capacity sometime this year. But, you know, when you... So it kind of has a small feel, even though there are a lot of people that can see the show at one time. But we just kind of brought the pirates that are at the ocean to the island in Pigeon Forge. And it has been an incredible couple of years, and just seems to be getting bigger and better.
Well, we can call this the newest dinner show that's in Pigeon Forge, Ellen. And we can also tell folks that if they want to get more information about this special experience near the island, and listeners, you've got to go to the island to really enjoy some great shopping, some great experiences there. It's a great combination. And I think the best way is to get that information on that great website of yours, Ellen.
Which is very easy. We've made this the easiest part of the whole thing, maybe. It's just piratesvoyage.com. And it will tell you a little bit more about the show, kind of give you a visual of some of the things that you'll see. And you're able to make reservations. And, you know, we actually add shows all the time, depending on what time of year it is. If we've got a huge group that's coming in, we try to do our best to really accommodate, no matter what size the party is, whether it's a couple or a company outing. We love to work with folks that are coming to just kind of get away from it for at least a couple hours, where they're at Pirates Voyage, enjoy a four-course feast, a pirate feast, of course, and a magnificent show that they won't soon forget.
Well, you mentioned about that pirate feast now, Ellen. You've got to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the tricky part is if you're ever too close to Captain Blackbeard, because he is really fond of the ham. So whenever you're near him, you kind of have to be like, nope, nothing to see here, Captain. But we also have just some amazing fried chicken. We have this delicious potato wedge, buttery corn on the cob. Probably my favorite part of the whole meal is the soup, that is this creamy vegetable soup that you literally really would like to ask for three or four more helpings. But unfortunately, the captain does not allow that. But, you know, you've got to have the crew well fed before this ship sails on this great adventure. And one thing is for sure, you will not go away hungry. And if you can't eat everything, you just take it home with you in your own little pirate bag. I usually do that. And then I can enjoy it again.
We're talking with Ellen Liston, our correspondent for this great Pirates Voyage and dinner show, the newest dinner show in Pigeon Forge, known for its wonderful dinner shows. Ellen, give our listeners one more time that great website and anything else you'd like to mention about the Pirates Voyage and dinner show.
It is just piratesvoyage.com, so very, very easy to find. And if you are thinking about a summer trip, maybe you want to come in the fall when the Smokies just explode in color, or you've got kind of a crazy schedule and you're planning to make a holiday visit to Pigeon Forge, go ahead and figure out when you would like to come look out, go ahead and make those reservations, because these shows fill up fast. That's one of the things we really found in our first year, that while we add shows all the time, sometimes to up to 4 shows a day in the summertime, or even during the holidays when there's so many folks in the area, it's great to pick your date. Go ahead, go to piratesvoyage.com, get signed up, and start thinking about joining the crew at Pirates Voyage Dinner and Show here in Pigeon Forge, again, right by the island.
Ellen Liston, great to talk with you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You as well. Ahoy, matey. I will see you soon at Pirates Voyage.